Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast and the readings for the second Sunday of Easter, 2026. You know, lately, political extremists have been using sacramentals to push their agendas. Apparently, with the far right, it's rosaries, and with the far left, it's the secular sacrament of sports. Recently, in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, Catholic writer Matthew Walther wrote that the rosary should be a prayer of surrender, not an inducement to political action. On the same page, columnist Kyle Smith suggested leftists should spend less time shrieking about sports and more time absorbing the soul of sport. This Sunday's Mass readings show that the scriptures were written to help move our faith beyond political lip service. The first states that, after their Master's resurrection, Christ's disciples devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to the communal life, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. It also states, "Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions and divide them among all according to each one's need." That's from Acts chapter 2. Even this ancient and holy lifestyle was hijacked by the power-hungry of our modern times. They labeled it communism. Many leaders of this movement have used it to preserve some high ranking in this world and to control those they've forced to believe in them. But most of them haven't had to suffer through their movement's disciplines as the people under their thumbs do. To such leaders, mercy is a foreign language. What Christians in faith have that communists in power don't is the language of truth that is lived, not performed. It safeguards the faithful as they suffer through trials, the way gold is refined by fire. It also teaches them to remember how the Apostle Thomas refined his understanding of truth. Through humility. After his Master's resurrection, Thomas reserved his belief in a truth that was locked away in his heart until his eyes could find something that would set it free. Finally, upon seeing his risen Master, Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Jesus then refined this nugget of faith with a bit of heat. "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." This Sunday, John's Gospel addresses the Thomases in all of us. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, John writes. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. That's from John chapter 20. Some op-ed writing pundits complain that Catholics use the Bible in which these signs are documented as a prop, like the rosary beads they finger to signify belief. But the keys to a rosary, well said, are the virtues upon which we meditate, so we may imitate them. In his op-ed, Walther noted that St. Louis de Montfort, who lived from 1673 to 1716, urged people with rosaries to pray for a lively faith, a firm hope, and an ardent charity. He opined that "Thy will be done" isn't an inducement to action or an expression of political will, but an act of surrender. But the rosary, like all prayers, is an inducement to action. A virtuous life gives life to our virtues, and the rosary illustrates many more than just faith, hope, and charity. Several others are seldom given the lip service they deserve, and they demand life beyond the printed page, whether in a newspaper or our Bible. Humility, patience, fortitude, and moral courage in action are God's way of using us to make this world holier and more whole. By these languages is divine mercy spoken as the prayer of our lives. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.